Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to episode
13
of the Time Out Podcast. We are all hyped today for...
Let's go.
Well, I don't know. We're all just pretty much like on crack. We should start.
I had a coffee, so I'm
vitamin D deficient.
We can fix that.
We can fix that.
I have erectile dysfunction.
We can't fix that.
Oh, I mean...
Not here.
What's that podcast sponsor that does the boner pills?
I don't know. We could find them.
Pilot.
Oh, Harrison knows.
Harrison, just
also,
contact him for us.
Help with hair loss.
Yeah, that's why you bought the pills. Yep.
Bro, I can't grow this beard. It's really annoying.
Ah, fuck it.
I'm trying to grow like
I'm the only one that can grow a beard, and it's still a shit beard. Out of all three
Better
of us.
Better than no beard.
Maybe we should just start doing tests so we can grow nice beards.
Yeah, I don't want to go bald, though.
But you have a nice beard.
I'd rather have hair and no beard than beard and no hair.
Apparently, balding is mainly from your body not coping with, THT or something like that?
It's dihydrogen testosterone, so it's this like other testosterone that floats around in your body. Yeah. But the issue is if you have really high test normally, the chances of that being higher are higher. Okay. So, but it's all good. I'd rather be a Chad.
I can't wait to shave my head and just have a beard.
Hell yeah.
I want like a thick, like, I don't know how to describe it
Jake
without being...
Jake wants that ISIS beard.
Yeah, I was going to say, I want like a thick ISIS beard, but then like
beard.
Buzz Inshallah. Cut my head.
Fully hectic Habibi.
Yeah, do that.
Isn't that Greek? No, that Lebo.
You're Greek, aren't you?
A Greeks no. and Turks, not the no. same thing.
Egyptian, no. Italian. It's basically Greek and Lebo.
Fucking hell.
The pharaohs invented pasta.
But no, how's everyone's week been? It's been a very weird week.
I'm dead inside. Work's just like fucked me up so bad this week. Just has. I don't know. I'm tired. I wake up more tired on the weekend than I do during the week. That's what I wanted to rant about. I spoke to Harrison about on the way here. Being an adult fucking sucks. No one tells you that your weekends suck because you're so tired from the week. And then I have to go back and do it again tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know. I just like, I can't like be fucking bothered. Like, I just don't want to go to work anymore. Like,
I don't think
just, like,
anyone does.
No, like, I don't mind working. Like, I think like, as in, I don't want to work, but we have to. But it's like, I at least want to go to a job that I enjoy doing and, like, I'm happy to show up to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, clearly no one wants to work, but if you find something, at least you enjoy it. Doesn't feel like just as much work.
Definitely less of a grind if you like it, but that is what it is.
Yeah. Harrison, how was your week without talking about your job?
Oh, it's all right, actually. Didn't sleep on Monday night, but the rest of the week I slept pretty well. So I'm like, yeah.
Nice.
Well, why didn't you sleep on Monday?
I don't know. I can't sleep. Oh, no. No, Sundays. And Sunday nights, I can't sleep. Do you ever get that? Like, after being
I mean, it depends if I sleep in hard on Saturday and Sunday, but I haven't been, so not really. But
because, like, I think I find that hard. And plus, if I have a big dinner on Sunday, because, you know, my family does,
yeah,
like...
Family dinners
See, on Sunday night. Yeah. And like, I think like my boy's just digesting all the foods and just keeps me awake.
That happened to me last night. Me and my partner went to Dumpling King Marion and I had 29 dumplings. So
rookie numbers.
Rookie numbers. You gotta up those numbers. Need to do more like 45.
No, I thought it does the complete opposite effect. Like when you eat a lot, you just want to sleep.
Yeah, you want a nap, but you can't.
Yeah, but my
stomach's
a bitch, so it doesn't work that way. I can feel it digesting the food, and I'm like, I can't go to sleep right
now. So, like on Christmas Day, you're like,
I don't nap on Christmas Day.
No, me
but
neither.
I also don't eat that much on Christmas Day compared to some
but
people.
But I clock out at like 9 o'clock.
Oh yeah, you go to bed early, but you've been up for a long time, so.
Yeah.
I just choose not to just. I go to work all Christmas time, so I'm just like, yeah, I'm vibing.
Yeah, Christmas is Christmas.
Math is math. I've been saying it all for the past 2 weeks.
What the fuck does that mean, Jake?
You ever seen The
it
Incredibles?
Means math is
math.
When he need Dash needs help with his homework, and Mr. Incredible's like, math is math.
It is math.
But no. So what's happened this week? Johnny Depp won his case.
He did.
Yep. 15 mil.
He was 13 mil up by the end of it. I know that she won 2 and he won 15. So.
But apparently she's appealing it.
For fuck's sake. Drag it out.
Yeah, so that's
just
what
drag it out.
But can't the judge just... Can a judge just say
they can
no?
deny the appeal, but it depends.
To be fair, she had the worst legal team, like, I think any celebrity has ever had.
Like, what happens if she just doesn't have 15 mil to pay? Like, what happens?
She'd have
she broke out.
Didn't they get divorced?
Yeah.
She'd have 15 mil. Easy.
Something... Apparently... I don't know if it was her or someone started a GoFundMe page for her.
For fuck's sake.
And, like, it got... I think... Kickstarter. No, is it Kickstarter?
That's Kickstarter's GoFundMe.
Yeah, one of them just shut it down instantly.
Yeah, they're like, nah. Yeah.
But pay your own shit. Yeah.
She's that rich. She got that Aquaman money.
Yeah. To be fair, I feel like if you were like a successful actor and you didn't have a lot of money saved up, that'd be like a you problem. Like you should be smarter with your money.
Probably, yeah.
Well, I watched a GQ video with Dwayne Wade, and apparently he invested his first 3 years of his NBA money into like
real estate. Oh, he's so rich now.
Yeah, into real estate and shit like that. Like he just got told, don't spend it, invest it straight away. He's like, well, it's
good
like,
advice.
Is like whoever does his financials, like you'll thank me later.
Yeah, that's like retire. Fucking Lil Pump. I don't know why we always...
I've heard that the current trend of rappers having a lot of money is that they invest it, and that's crazy that they have a financial consultant.
No. Lil Pump has like... No, he just bought diamonds. Like, what do I need houses for? And I can have nice
sell the
diamonds. You fucking idiot. But no, people are becoming smarter with their money. They're just like... That's why the market's kind of fucked at the moment, because people are
Everyone's
just...
too smart.
Buying all this property and shit.
Yeah.
What? Well, them,
to be fair, why don't you ruin your early 20s by getting someone pregnant?
Oh, fuck. Speaking of getting someone pregnant.
Jake, get over here.
Mom, help me. No, I've seen this like a current trend. Like, a lot of people I know are just like, I don't know if...
Having kids?
Having kids, yeah, getting
pregnant.
You're
at that point in your 20s. There's always a few, yeah.
No, but like I would expect like, you know, maybe two or three, but it's like half my yearly.
Half?
No, I wouldn't say. All right, maybe like... A little more than a dozen of like my year level are now having
I think
kids.
We would be the same, Harrison. I think there'd be at least like 12 or 13 people out of our
But you guys are what? You guys are 26?
25. Settle down, cunt.
I'm 22. I'm still 3 years younger than you.
Oh, well.
I think we knew someone that shouldn't have a kid, but had a kid straight out of high school.
Yeah.
Like, apparently, like, friend of a friend, like, they went over to... Like their house, and like the mum was pregnant, like smoking darts and shit like that, like living on a mattress, like
optimal
fucking hell
peak, but no,
peak motherhood.
I knew this, like, this girl was in my year, and then like I didn't hear about her or anything. And then like a couple years later, like maybe when she was 20 or like was roughly like 2019, 2022, found out she had like twins. I was like, what the fuck. And then, like, you go look at her profile now and you can see all, like, the pictures are warped because she, like, edits all her photos.
Oh, fuck.
That has nothing to do with kids. I just like to call out people.
I love cunts that just edit their photos.
Man. I don't know. I'd want to be pretty stable before you throw a couple of children into the mix, but...
They start popping out kids out your vagine.
You're right.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That's how it happens. It just pops out like that, right?
I mean,
it's not 8+ hours of labor. Yeah, no.
Harrison's like, labor's easy. It's literally just
yeah, out. It's easy. Why is women complaining?
The hard work is the 2 minutes you spend getting the kid in there.
Let's go. The hard work is the man putting up with a woman for 8 months.
The podcast does not represent Harrison.
Harrison's ever going to be a dad. I'm going to show his partner this like 10-minute clip of this podcast.
Yeah.
Just during the 8 hours
of visitation rights.
So Harrison, we're in the court. Harrison, can you please explain what you're saying in this video?
Why?
I'm just saying, as a Sigma male.
Hey, if you start a podcast and it doesn't end up being used as evidence during a divorce trial.
Did you really start, a podcast?
No babies.
But no, people are loving the podcast. A lot of people have asked us about merch again.
Yeah,
this week.
I think we should probably like maybe we get to 20 apps and then we start pumping out some merch. Yeah. Make some content.
Buy some merch. We don't have merch.
Yeah. We can't sell merch.
Yeah, that's never mind. Don't buy some merch just yet.
How about you pre-buy some merch? Send Jake $35 and then we'll give you a t-shirt when we make it.
We may give you a t-shirt if I remember.
Maybe. Just PayPal with your address and it'll get back to you.
I'll get back to you in 16 to 35 business weeks.
35.
We'll just create our own crypto and that's the way you do it. Save the kids. Save the timeout.
Save the timeout podcast.
Timeout coin.
Yeah. Daniel.
Maybe we could have Jake coin, Harrison coin, and Josh coin, and then we could just see which one's worth the most.
Fuck.
Definitely not.
And then
Jake
we dump
coin.
All the ones that are worth less into the one that's
pump
worth
and dump.
The most.
Let's
pump
go.
Oh man. Why do we always talk about crypto? We definitely are white men in our mid-20s.
Is it illegal to pump and dump?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like,
I think it would count as market fraud.
Yeah, it's you can't do it with stocks.
Yeah, which I think like that's how at least America's legal system is trying to look at crypto. I think it is stocks. They're trying to look at it like stocks, so that you probably would be illegal.
That's fair.
It's like I can't, you know, buy a bunch of Apple stocks and then, you know, just delete a bunch of iPhones, throw them all in the ocean.
Do you remember GameStop? How they?
Hell yeah, bro.
Bro, people. I know people who came up on like six figures from GameStop. It's fucking ridiculous. Makes no sense.
Maybe we should do that. What's something that like is going out of business?
The Timeout Podcast.
Timeout Podcast.
Maybe we'll maybe like Jakey Vass Media will like release some stocks.
Can we buy Red Rooster stocks? Because they're closing all over the place.
But that's so good.
I thought they're like...
They're coming back. They're mid, bro. They're making a comeback.
Yeah, if they're coming back, we should buy stocks. Can we buy Red Rooster stocks?
Can we just buy Red Rooster? Surely it's not worth that much.
Mm. I
think Red Rooster's average, to be honest.
Really? I can't say...
I would rather go to like a local chicken and chip shop.
Yeah, but would you have Red Rooster over KFC?
No.
I would fucking... In terms of what, though? I think
Red Rooster's probably going to make me not shit violently.
Yeah, because last time I had KFC, it was when I got my second vax. And I felt like shit. I went and go...
That's a dangerous combo.
I fucking destroyed the public toilet at Westlakes. I don't like it was like,
getting a Pfizer and then eating KFC. I don't know. I think they would have recommended it.
I was like, I need to go to the toilet. And then like someone stopped to talk to me. I was like holding in like clenching cheeks and everything. I'm like, get to the toilet.
Gotta get
destroyed. I felt sorry for the other cunt in the cubicle now in the end because it was fucking violent.
You should download the app where you log where you shit.
I used to.
Yeah.
I wonder if I still got it.
Because, like, you'd be shitting all over the place.
Nah, I got at home, partner's house, work. Never and shit West on your Lakes. Own time, yeah.
Never shit on your own time.
That's why I do it mostly at work. Do it on company time, not
Boss makes a dollar, I make a dime. That's why I shit on company time.
Speaking of making a dime, I still think KFC chips are better than everything else.
They are.
Yeah.
If they're done well. I must say that my least favorite thing about fast food, despite the fact that what it does to my lower digestive tract, is how inconsistent it is.
Oh, yeah.
I had Carl's Jr. last week for the first time in a very long time. I didn't think it was that great.
I still... Mid. It's like fancy Hungry Jack's.
And I'd rather... I haven't had Hungry Jack's in like 6 years.
I fucking love Hungry Jack's.
I think Hungry
so
Jack's
much.
Have the best burgers. Like, they're better than Mac's.
Burgers are better.
Yeah,
Literally, even just adding sesame seeds onto the buns, it makes it 10 times
next
better.
Level.
I feel like fast food is no longer fast or... It's all food.
Do you know how long I waited in the Macca's line for a fucking Sunday the other day?
No, Harrison, how long did you wait in the Macca's
40
line?
40 minutes.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I'd go in there and...
So they have a app where you can order it, and it shut down.
Oh.
So, like, they're like... freaking the fuck out. You imagine just 16, 17-year-olds not knowing what the fuck to do.
13-year-olds.
We've just got Eshays coming in and out trashing the place as well while that's happening. I'm like, my mate's just like driving. He's like, are you fucking serious? Like, he's just like...
That's the average McDonald's experience.
And then he's like, gets it and then it's like, the chick's like, not even polite. It's like, sorry for the wait. He's like, pay here. Go down. Like, here you go. And fucks like,
yeah, that's how Macca's should be. I don't care if they're nice to me, just give me the food.
Yeah, but if I'm waiting 40 minutes,
I would have been so angry if I waited.
Because it's a
drive
through, you're stuck.
Yeah.
And my mate usually has a four-wheel drive, like lifted four-wheel drive. So if we wanted to, we could just go up and out. But he drives his little car this time. Shit. Like, for fuck's sakes, man.
Maybe kids these days are just too soft, Harrison.
Maybe they are, especially those that work at Macca's.
They are. Kids are soft as fuck. Especially ones that play sport. Holy fuck.
Yeah, Harrison needs to rant.
All right,
let's rant. Go. I'm pissed off.
If you got 45 minutes, stay tuned.
It's just like kids get hurt and then they're like, "Oh fuck, not doing this sport anymore." Like, you fucking serious? Take it like a fucking man and just get back up and fucking just go again. You fucking soft cocks.
Says the man that's 6'5" and is very like scary. If you got no fight with,
well, I've got the friendliest face around.
I know that, but like, I wouldn't come up to you and try and push
you. Yeah, that's why I got upset, because no one wants to start fights with me in sport. No one wants to start fights with me. I'm so fucking annoyed.
Fuck. I mean, you sure you don't want to start fights with Harrison?
Harrison can literally just lift me
pick
up.
Pick me up. Yeah.
He's done it before. I've just been standing there. He just picked me up. I'm like, all right. Thank you.
Jake's just a twink.
But, I don't know. I was like, also I'm a bit of a soft cock as well. I can't complain.
I feel like you get sick a lot and then you like just like stay home and like sit in bed all day.
Yeah.
To be fair.
Man flu.
Our jobs are very bacteria.
Yeah, infested. That's fair.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Like, I think I'm battling a cold right now.
I've been battling a cold for ages. Ever since we went to Redacted Club in the city. I'm not gonna, it's Mary's. We went to Mary's.
Oh yeah.
And
I've been. Didn't you go there like 6 months ago?
That was like 3 weeks ago.
Oh.
What were you doing at Mary's?
5 weeks ago. My birthday. You were busy.
Yeah, I know.
And my brother's been sick ever since. She's got this like dull cough. And I'm like, maybe you should get tested, bro.
I think there's like some super flu going around.
Well, yeah, because we had last year and the year before, we pretty much didn't have a flu season because everyone was indoors.
So. And now we got super flu.
Now we got super flu.
Well, we just got the regular flu, but it's fucks up everyone.
Yeah, but it's, yeah, our immune systems ain't ready.
But do we even know it's a flu or is it just COVID?
No, it's the flu. Because, I mean, they are different viruses.
But
it's
there's the no other viruses but COVID. Why do we always come back to this topic?
Man. Maybe we should just talk about the kid Leroy.
Speaking of viruses or sickness, I don't know. The kid Leroy cancelled his 2 Melbourne shows, I believe. Or is it one?
There was one Melbourne show and then...
I think he cancelled the other one as well and his meetup at Culture Kings.
Yeah, I remember the
what
Culture
a fucking
Kings.
Oh, shame.
Oh, fuck. How dare he cancel that?
Oh, no.
All those 17-year-olds who need to buy $65 t-shirts.
Yeah. But I was going to say something, but it's like, I think, like, we know someone that spent a lot of money on Culture Kings at one point.
Yeah, we're looking at him right now. And it ain't Josh.
It's not me.
Hey, I went to the Melbourne one.
Did you spend
money? Oh, no, I went to the Sydney one once.
Oh, no, we spent like $1,000 in there, but it was like...
What, 3 t-shirts and a pair of shoes?
It was like 15 of us, like 20 of us.
For me, it's like when I'm shopping for clothes, I don't want to DJ there.
The DJ and barber upstairs.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Bro, I can't, hear myself think.
Yeah.
Like, it's like I'm literally walking into a nightclub. I can't hear anything. The person's like, do you want a hand? I'm like, what?
Like, what size are you?
No, I'm having a good day. Thank you.
Thanks. I didn't like it. Bad experience.
But no, so yeah, supposedly he was sick, but was out on Thursday night at Lucky Thursdays, which is like, I'm assuming it's like for us, the West Oak on a Thursday thing.
No. West Oak.
Like, that's Melbourne's Lucky Thursdays. Yeah. It's like our West Oak on a Thursday.
I don't even know what West Oak is. I'm out of touch.
Oh, it's like the little... Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Where's the West Oak joke?
It's on Huntley.
Oh, never heard of it.
It's like the opposite the uni.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's like Friday Night London's, but on a Thursday.
It's like the local, bro.
Yeah they're
local. The Palais.
The Rammy. The Rammy. Thank fuck it's Friday, but on
Alma.
A Thursday.
But, yeah, so where were we going on this? Yeah, so he had his concert here and then went to Melbourne. Bit pissed because he didn't really do anything in Adelaide. He sort of just, like, done his show, left, whereas, like, every other state he was, like...
That's weird because from what I understand, touring's supposed to be different now. You're not supposed to go out and do stuff because of COVID. Like, you're supposed to just hang out with the people you're on tour with.
Have you... So, he was, like, meeting fans and stuff, doing meetups. But have you seen the people that paid, like, $400 for his meet and greet?
No.
It's basically, you're where you are now. To give it, like, a perspective, Josh is, like, a meter away, roughly.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to stand, like, in front a meter away and get a photo.
That's weird.
Like, exactly. If Harrison's looking at it, that's how the photo is. But it's like, it's much larger proportion. So the gap's probably a couple meters. But it's fucking, doesn't make sense. People paid $400 for these fucking tickets.
I think meet and greets are a whack, but it is what it is.
But then again, I am pretty pissed because Sony Music fucked up my photography pass. So.
Oh, were you supposed to take photos?
Yeah, though? I was supposed to take photos and they fucked up the pass. But
why
it's okay.
Fuck that up.
I have no idea. But
not famous enough, not enough clout.
Yeah.
Also, they don't listen to podcasts.
Yeah, I was
going to say,
did
you
tell
them
you have a podcast?
I did. I was actually, I was
and they're like, how many listeners? Oh, a total of 3 probably.
I was tempted to buy a meet and greet just so we could like have an interesting podcast story and try and get him on the podcast.
That's not worth $400, bro.
Nah.
But,
he had Indian takeaway and that's it in Adelaide.
Yeah, he had like, went to the Glenelg Indian.
Yeah.
I think it's like below average, but sure.
No, they got, that place is good. Like, if it's the one I'm thinking of, that's packed all the time. It doesn't even look like a fancy restaurant. It's just an Indian takeaway place, but it's, like, it's lit.
That's fair. But yeah, his concert, I'd probably give it a...
Did you go?
Yeah.
Oh,
I ended up getting free tickets and shit like that. 5 out of 10, I'd give it. So getting the crowd involved, great. Like 8 to 10 out of 10, like depending on how you want to rate that. But it's like more the performance and the show itself. So
the videos I saw, it didn't even look like he had like a band. It was just him.
No, it was like a DJ. And him.
Not but even was, like a piano player or anything. Just
no, no,
a
just
drummer.
A DJ.
That's lame.
It was more so like the start was covered in backing tracks. So it was like if it wasn't for the backing tracks, you would have just heard him saying like 3 different words each song.
Yeah.
For the first few songs. And I was like, okay.
I got an issue with that. It's the same as, I can't remember who it was. It might have been Post Malone, but I think I saw like videos of him playing in Adelaide and I was like, he's singing like every second word.
Yeah. Oh, with the backtrack?
Yeah.
Apparently Kid Laroi didn't have much of a backtrack, but...
Champion.
No, towards the end...
It was very auto-tuned.
Towards the end, he didn't. The start was very, like...
Could be pitch-corrected and everything.
Backtracked. Okay. Yeah. And then the bass. So I had headphones in because I think I've completely just fucked my ears.
Yeah, I would recommend if you go to like more than one concert of Fortnite, I'd probably recommend wearing headphones.
I just wear like headphones everywhere I go now.
Yeah.
And I like the bass, the floor was shaking. Like I couldn't hear his voice because the bass was just so loud and just vibrating.
Damn.
I'm like, yeah, that's cool. But it's like people are paying to go to a concert. Like I want to hear the person sing.
Yeah, I'd understand that.
And then what really pissed me off was, so at the end, he's like, all right, I'll see you all at the casino. I'm going to lose all my money. So what does everyone at the concert do?
Goes to the casino.
Goes he wasn't to the even casino. There, was he? No, he was staying at the EOS. So I saw his security guards come up. I'm like, I ended up going to the casino because all my mates wanted to go. I was like, all right, I'll come. Saw his security guards walking around. I'm like, fuck it. If I'm here, I'm going to try and get a photo. So I followed the security guards. No one else is. Everyone's just roaming around the casino. I followed security guards. He comes downstairs. No one's noticed him but me. I get within like a meter to 2 meters off him. Go to ask for a photo. This big like 7'3", built like a house security guard just looks down on me. I'm like, I'm not even going to ask. I'm not even going to try. Because I'll get into what happened after that. But yeah, basically he's roaming through the casino and then everyone sees him. Everyone sees he's in a like pack and he starts getting bombarded at that casino and security guards like having to push people back.
Yeah.
And I can see like he's getting fairly mad as you would. But it's like, why would you publicly announce let's go to the casino?
I wonder if the casino paid him to say that.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying anything, but there were people that weren't 18 roaming around with him in the casino.
That's not good.
And they weren't with security. There were younger people just roaming around the casino.
Oi, okay.
But yeah, he looked like he got very mad because people were bombarding him. But like, what do you expect?
Yeah, I feel like he shouldn't have told people to go there.
Yeah.
Kind of wacky.
And then... yeah, I mean, there's a whole nother legal issue with that, telling people to go to the casino.
I reckon they must have paid him, because otherwise why?
Well, he was at EOS.
Like,
which is
at
upstairs.
The hotel.
That
upstairs,
was like the
yeah.
hostel's.
But like,
upstairs.
Why would he still, if he wants to be left alone, why would you tell everyone?
Well, I think from what I heard, when the venue first opened, Will Sparks stayed there. And they gave him a free room and just said, like, promote the fuck out of it. And he spent, like, a bunch of time at his show just talking about the EOS and the casino.
That's depressing.
So it may have been the same thing. But, no, so someone, like, bumped into him, I think, by accident, the kid. And his security guard just decked this poor guy that didn't even mean to do anything.
Shit.
Just, like, threw him on the floor in the casino. I'm like, I don't know what you do in America, but you can't do that here.
No, you can't.
You cannot do that here.
I don't know.
It's
I'm not
up.
A big fan of his music. Although I am like a boomer now, but I don't like his music very much.
I don't like it either. It's very boring.
Sounds like he's trying to be Juice WRLD, but just boneless Juice WRLD.
I think he gets a little controversy.
Yeah.
Is that the word for that? Just because he like releases songs with Juice WRLD and it's like
he's
people
dead,
are just
bro.
Abusing him for trying to use Juice WRLD to further his career.
I mean, look, we looked at his Spotify. He's popping off. 44 million is pretty crazy.
He was significantly more popular than what I thought.
He's like everywhere. He's on the radio.
Yeah, that's fair.
Also, I mean, it's cool for an Australian. Not my thing, but not most things are my thing.
Yeah. I feel like I've been talking for like 25 minutes.
Just about that one kid. The kid, sorry.
This kid called Leroy or something like that.
Speaking of cock and balls.
Speaking of kids, how's everyone's cock and ball? Nah.
How's your testicular health?
I've got no lumps, so I'm all good.
Do you want me to have a look for you? Don't want to fill around?
Nah, I already checked last night.
Do you want to give you a prostate exam?
Is that the one with... No, that's rectum. I was like, okay.
That's the same thing.
Oh. Finger away.
Yeah, let's go.
No, so
I just shitted, so it might not be the cleanest, but let's go.
I had this philosophy last night, and I had the message with the chat. And obviously, I told you guys, but when you go for a piss in a urinal, do you just take your cock out, or do you take your cock and balls out?
It depends on how drunk I am and the situation that I'm in. If I'm at home, I'll just pull it all out.
Yeah. I go pants around my ankles if I'm at home. Baby. I'm not taking risks here.
Nah, when you're out, mate. Have you seen the cunts that just do flex. It while they're out?
Yes.
Absolute
assert
flex.
Dominance.
Yeah.
I could just imagine, like, Harrison's not even drunk, just completely sober. You walk into a club, his pants are around his ankles. Just
I know people that used to do that because it was like a massive thing in like 2015, just pants around the ankles.
Fucking and, like, take your shirt off too.
Yeah, at the urinals. People got kicked out for the Rams game for doing it.
Funny as fuck.
And then, never like, what situation are we talking about? What?
No, like you're in a urinal, you got to take a piss. You just get your cock out.
You'd be like, am I alone? Is this like a pub?
Depends on how drunk. So usually, if I'm drunk enough that I'm resting my head against the wall, I'll get out my cock and my balls. I'll pull it down and like, I'll undo the button, just pull it down. And.
But if it's just a casual
if I'm sober, I'll just
I do both. I do both always.
Pop cock.
I don't know. I only noticed... Like, I've only thought about it now. Like, I don't know what I do, but I only thought about it because, like, now I can't remember what I do because I only think about it now that I know about it.
Interesting.
That makes sense?
Mm.
It's like, fuck, next time I'll go take a piss, I'm just going to remember, like, do I get my cock out or get my cock and balls out?
Both. Always both.
It's, like, an interesting thing because, like, it's also what type of pants are you wearing?
Yeah, there's a lot of factors here,
Jake. If you have zippers.
And then... also, what underwear? Have you got the little cock slot?
I don't do the zipper thing. I need to undo my pants. I don't trust zippers.
What's that?
Bro, you don't freeballing under those pants?
No. The chafe, mate. Jean, denim on fucking your nutsack? Nah, fuck that. It's like sandpaper eventually.
I very rarely wear jeans.
I followed boys, sorry. Pretty nice. Bad.
I'm a jean fan. Black chinos. More comfy.
Yeah. Nah, trackies.
Better for the balls.
Trackies if I'm not anywhere except going.
Yeah, Harris, we're going to have a word with you about how you're dressed. It's not very professional, but neither are you, Jake. So.
I got Uggies, trackies, jumper, and beanie on.
Jake's got those Iraq camo.
I have a matching jumper. I don't know where it is. Or I was going to wear it.
You'll just disappear into the sands. Like.
Yeah, that's what me and my... Afghan brothers that we just disappeared. Into-
you're not even, you're Egyptian, for fuck's sake.
Speaking of disappearing, though, you hear this week that car, was it this week or last week, that car got stolen and there was a little kid inside.
Yeah, that's an Adelaide story, which is interesting.
Sorry to all our international listeners that you won't understand this story.
The total of zero.
Yeah, we need to see the stats. Before we start name dropping any other countries. But no, that story's pretty crazy. So she'd obviously left her kid in the car.
Well, why would you leave your kid in the car in the first place?
Well, like, I think she should be equally as charged.
Really?
Like, as in, not equally, but like, she should be charged for leaving the kid in the car. Like, regardless if it's a hot day, cold day, you've left a 3-month-old in an unlocked car. What the fuck were you
expecting? The unlocked thing is kind of wacky, but even then, I wouldn't leave my kid that old in a car in the first place. It's an interesting one.
And I think the media went about it a little bit wrong. Like, from what I've seen, there was a few agencies that were like, he abducted the kid. No, he just stole the car. The kid happened to be in it.
Man just wanted the car. Honda Jazz.
Yeah, I don't think they could pin abduction on him because it's not like he knew, I don't think, but...
At least he didn't throw the baby out.
Guy's an idiot. Apparently, he was like a regular at that shopping center. Everyone knew him, knew his name. So, like, someone who owned the shop would have just looked at the footage and went, ah, that's Jack. Let's go arrest Jack.
Imagine just like the St. Bernard guy.
I don't even know if what shopping center it was at.
It was down south.
Yeah, somewhere.
Yeah, weird shit happens down south now. Fucking, yeah, I feel dude. Like south
now,
is becoming...
Colonnades?
Now,
yeah.
South is becoming the north.
I remember watching a video on Shit Adelaide where a kid at Colonnades just punched a hole in the wall out of nowhere and they're like, everyone's like, the fuck?
Everyone's like, oh, I mean, it's Tuesday.
To be fair, I hate Shit Adelaide, but I agree with one thing Shit Adelaide says, and the advertiser sucks. I completely agree with that.
We hate the advertiser. The trash-atizer.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not paying a dollar to read an article, bro.
Not a fan of Shit Adelaide, but I can agree that advertiser is the fucking worst outlet there is.
It's trash. It's trash, trash, trash.
They take so much shit that doesn't belong to them. Like, I've, like, noticed it more and more.
It's like you're salty at them, or Jake's not.
Yeah, I am salty. I am salty at
your photos.
Hey, Jake.
I don't even want the money. Just fucking put my name on it. Put some respect on my fucking name.
Put some respect on Jakey Vass Media.
Yeah.
If they knew you owned a podcast, they would have paid you, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Bro, that's what it is. These people just don't understand the wave we're making with this podcast.
Changing the world.
I want to start, like, advertising it at the gym before I, like...
We should get stickers. Just put them everywhere.
That's what I'm thinking. Just let's get, like, 10,000 stickers. Like, fuck it. Like, not even literally just 100. Everywhere. Just get, like, 10,000. Just stick them wherever. You're in a public bathroom, stick it.
Yeah,
you're in
not?
A government building, stick it on them.
Yeah.
Hell
in,
yeah.
Can we get in trouble for that? Nah. For legal reasons.
For legal reasons, this is a joke.
Just a joke, government.
I'm not lighting buildings on fire.
Do you see that Labor's introducing a anti-corruption...
The ICAC, yeah. That was one of their promises.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
I haven't been paying attention. What's going on?
Labor... Liberals be sweating.
Federal, because Scott Morrison kept putting off this anti-corruption investigation because... His party's relatively corrupt. And so he kept putting it off. And then Labor was like, we'll do it. And then they won the election. So now they're doing it. So they're going to investigate all of the money transfers that happened in the last 4 years, I think.
Yeah, no.
Because a lot of sus shit happened. Like, I think federal Liberal kept only giving money to Liberal seats, which is against the law. Like, you have to spread the money evenly in every suburb. But they wouldn't. Like some random Liberal suburb in the middle of Melbourne got like a fancy new football stadium, and then like other ones couldn't even like fix their hospitals. So it's like, okay,
fucked.
Maybe not.
No, but that'd be good to see them. But I don't know. I think the price of things are starting to go up a bit more. Like we're gonna have to. Someone's gonna. Have
did
to
you
pay.
See the petrol this morning?
Is it bad?
No, I filled up.
$2.30.
I filled up last night for $1.82.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck.
I got petrol Friday and
about
I'm
half
get
a tank
more.
Left still.
So. That's so fucked. Like, I'm literally just, like, just going to quit my job, get an online job so I can work from home and just never leave the house.
Yeah.
See, my aim is, like, I could quit my job now and go into work, but I'm going to have to drive more for this other work.
Driving's brutal.
And I'm going to have to fly a lot more, which, I mean, I'm not.
I might just, like, look at my bank statement, just see how much I've spent on petrol in the last 6 months. It's a rookie mistake, but I'm going to do it. A couple of grand, probably.
I spend probably about $200 on petrol a month, I think.
A month? Yeah. Not so bad.
$200 a month? I
that's
wish.
That's 98
I'd be, I think
well.
I do like 40, 50 bucks every yeah. 4 days.
Yeah, I only put 98 in my car as well.
I do about 100. No, maybe not 100. I do 70 to 100 a week.
Yeah, that's not too bad. It's probably about average.
Fuck. That's like a tank a week, basically.
It's more expensive now, yeah. So it's worse. Fucking bullshit.
But all mine's a tax write-off anyway.
How's your
claim some
because I have
for
to
work.
Travel for work.
Oh, yeah.
You get like a certain number of Ks back, but it's not much.
Well, it's like 5,000 kilometers without a log, like 5,000 kilometers you can just claim, or you have to have a logbook for over 5,000.
Yeah, which who can be fucked.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not too bad.
You can get
it's,
an app for
it's
it.
12 weeks, like a 12-week average. So if you do like... 1 week you do 0 Ks, but the next 12 weeks you do like...
Because I know you can get a computer thing that does it. So you like plug into like your like... Little,
oh, that's dope.
Little, like Josh's car has like a little ECU input underneath the steering wheel. You plug it in there and you can track how many Ks you do for work.
You can also put a bunch of gauges on the front.
Can you?
That's just a joke. If you do that, you get, defected.
Oh, can really? Huh.
Yeah, you can't have like any gauges or anything. So like all those Japanese cars keep getting fucked.
Turbo gauges.
Yeah.
Shit.
My car goes.
I just do it with a trumpet. That's
we hate car guys.
I mean, I don't mind car guys. Like,
I'm slowly turning into one. I was literally looking at BMWs, buying a BMW before coming onto this.
If you buy a BMW, you are the lowest level of car guy.
Yeah, it's an '80s BMW.
BMWs are fucking shit,
bro. You drive a Mazda CX-7.
It still
with
runs
a custom license plate, bro. You can't talk.
BMWs are sick.
It still runs better than a fucking BMW.
No, yeah, dude, German engineering.
I fucking hate, to be fair, I hate German engineering. It's like, do you know what we're going to do? We're going to overcomplicate everything.
Yeah, that's fair.
Do you know what we're not going to use? Spanners either. You got to go buy a special set of fucking
like
spanners.
IKEA, you have to buy it.
Yeah, literally. I'm just like,
what happened to that other car you bought?
Oh, I still got it.
Fucking Europeans.
What? What?
I don't know.
I was waiting until tax time so I can replace the engine.
I want to get a smart car, but then like rice it out, like put a fat sub in it, put a spoiler, like
I actually
lower
get
it.
A Daihatsu and just fucking
yeah, they're like.
Have you seen the 3-liter Daihatsu? Oh, I'll pop it up. They're fucking gangster. Insane.
It's like smart cars are still like $5,000 to $10,000 now, so it's like maybe I'll just go someone, offer them two, and be like, look, you can have this car back in like 6 months. I don't want it. I just want it for like a good meme.
You just get one of these.
Yeah, get that. Oh, no, I want to get one of, or the...
Have you ever heard of Mighty Car Mods? Like, you worked at Foodland with, like, all those boys. It's like they're doing a giveaway where they give you one of those and every upgrade that you could, like, could with the car, and then you just put it all together yourself.
Can we just get, like, a Mitsubishi Mirage and, like, just lower the fucking...
Have the podcast car.
Can we get a podcast
car? The timeout car.
And then we get, like, oh, we can't even put our heads on it, but we can put, like, decals on it. Just get it wrapped.
Vinyl wrap, Jesus Christ. Josh is just like, yeah, cars, no.
I love cars.
I mean, it could be worse. You could be a cyclist.
Oh, yeah, the worst.
I fucking hate. If you're a cyclist, go fuck yourself. If you're not a cyclist, go fuck yourself.
So, just everyone, go fuck yourself.
I was ranting about it before we came on this, so I'll leave for work at 6:30 in the morning. Drive down a road that's mainly heavy cyclists, like during the day, you know, they usually go, you know, two in twos. Every fucking morning, I come to a section where they take up two fucking lanes, their own bike lane and the fucking car lane. I'm like, are you serious? I'm trying to turn left here. I need to fuck. And I'm like, do I just go 80 up past them, cut them off, or do I just
do that?
Go back. I'm like,
no, see, I got stuck. I don't know what road it is. Like, you know the one you're going, like, say, from Henley Beach to Glenelg, and you're going along the water?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, that, you know how,
near
like,
the caravan park.
Tree.
Yeah, no, but, yeah, as you get closer towards the water, there's, like, a bunch of roundabouts.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, there was two cyclists there. I'm like, fuck this. I overtook them and then just purposely sat on, like, 25 Ks an hour, so they had to slow down. And then, like, every roundabout... I'd just stop. I'd stop for a good 3 seconds.
You got the right of way there.
Yeah, because I'm in front.
Yeah.
And they're a cyclist. If like they just come beside me, I'd be like, well, what are you fucking doing?
What are you going to do?
You can't overtake on the left. Go overtake on the right. Can't and see if you survive.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not like, I used to hate cyclists a lot more than I do now, but I feel like I used to see a lot more of them than I do now.
There's a lot less. Well, you go mainly on highways now.
I do, yeah. So they can't go on there. So.
Yeah.
Is it just me or people in Adelaide can't fucking drive to save their
life?
Oh,
it's better than every other state.
Oh, actually, Sydney's pretty bad.
Queensland was fucked.
I got rear-ended in Queensland. And I don't know if the guy was on drugs or what, because like, I'm trying to like talk to him and be like, all right, can
what's
I...
What's your insurance?
Like, I'm like, he's like, I'm sorry, man. I didn't know what you're doing. I was like, oh, like, okay, can I just have you do? He's like, yeah, here you go. I've got to go find it. I was like, okay. Okay,
man.
Like, please don't stab me and leave me for dead.
Please don't.
He's definitely meffed out.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't you?
What?
I lived in Queensland? Yeah. Fucking hate Queensland.
Oh, I mean...
My least favourite state, and I haven't even been to all of them.
I don't mind it. You prefer Queensland over Canberra. ACT, sorry.
I've only been to Canberra once, and it was boring, but I'd take
boring. Fireworks are illegal there, though.
Yeah, fucking earth.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, let's fucking go.
So, you can bring it back.
I went on a cruise with a couple of the people from the ACT, and they're like just sending me videos on them just like lighting fireworks and like storm drains and shit like that.
Because there's nothing else to do in the whole state.
Literally. What have we got? You got Questacon, and that's it.
That's it, bro.
What the fuck's
Questacon? Oh, they got the Institute of Sport.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Pretty sick.
What's Questacon?
It's a science thing, basically. You get like in year seven, I went there for a Canberra trip.
Yeah, we went as well. It was nice.
The guillotine, the air, like, so basically you go and put your head in a guillotine and like they'll like simulate what it'd feel like getting your head shot, like the how much like what it'd feel like basically.
And yeah, my primary school was fucking poor. Like we couldn't do shit like that.
We were a really small school, so I think they just sent like one class.
I went to an
all
white primary school. It's fucking whack. Like I actually think that they had like just like actual like didn't accept people of color at my school.
There are
school.
Yeah, you can, because you can technically find out. You can go on a website called myschools.com and type in the school, and it'll tell you like how many Indigenous students they have. There are some with 0%.
Oh, what website is this?
Myschools.com.
My schools. Harrison's gonna.
I'm gonna look up my primary school.
Wait, can we publicly announce your primary school? Nope. Maybe not. Let's do that.
Nah, because they will come.
They'll come for you, bro.
Yeah, they will.
I kind of want to just call out my primary school and suddenly get fucked. But then again,
my school's what?
Myschools.com.
It's been. I kind of want to visit my primary school because it's been like 10 years since I graduated. I'm like, oh cool. I want to just go see what it's like changed. Be kind of.
Don't
cool.
go back. Rookie mistake.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get fucking shredded for our 10-year high school reunion.
Do it, just fucking
get diced. Just one time in my whole life, just for that.
We have a guest coming on soon, and he is fairly diced.
Hell yeah,
fairly fucking jacked.
That half natty.
So we will have a guest on in a month's time. So if you're interested in guests, please stay listening. Actually, you know what I found out last night? You can review us on Spotify.
Can you?
You can leave.
Give us 5 stars.
We've got like 10 to like 25 star ratings.
The boys.
Is this the website?
I'll show you afterwards.
All right, cool.
Well, I don't know if we've got more.
Because I know it's going to be 0%.
Because like some guy's like, what's your podcast? I'm like, I went like, obviously I followed us on there and I was going to give it a 5-star rating, but he had to listen to episodes. But it said 10 plus 5-star rating. I was like, fuck
hell yeah.
Shout out.
So yeah, if you met up to this point, can you just like leave a 5-star react, whether you're listening on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, Anchor, I don't know what other
else. People have Anchor downloaded.
Yeah, basically, whatever you're listening to, just give us a
We do have 10 5-star reviews. Shout outs.
Hell yeah.
Can't see who it is, but good job, everyone.
I'm gonna make it 11.
Harrison hasn't done it yet.
The fuck? Do you even follow our podcast on Spotify?
Let's have a look.
I don't know how to see our followers.
I better follow, eh?
Please follow.
We check. We have one follower. It's Harrison.
It is now me.
But yeah, that's a bit of insight to the.
Yeah, I don't know much about the whole Spotify shit with podcasting and stuff like that. I'm just here to talk shit.
I wonder how long till Disney buys Spotify. Marvel. Disney. Fucking Disney have just. I feel like Disney are ruining things.
That's my favorite. Yeah. Oh, what was I? What's it called? Disney's trying not bring Johnny Depp back for Pirates of the Caribbean because of the whole thing. But like, then you go back and look at their 50s era cartoons and 40s era cartoons.
It's just like a bunch of white people beating black people.
Basically, like, there's so much racist like stuff. Like I was watching one the other day. It's like literally, it was like swans and ducklings, and it's like they were literally beating the black duckling, like actual a gang of white swans beating up a black duckling. I'm like, what the?
Have you seen Black Swan? That's a
isn't that
trip.
A dip?
Huh?
Isn't Black Swan a dip?
What does that mean?
Like a
chip dip.
Yeah,
like a chip dip.
Yeah, it's a chip dip, but it's also a movie.
Natalie Portman.
Getting in and out by Mina Kunis.
Yeah, she gets sexually assaulted a lot in that movie. It's weird.
Yeah.
The fuck movies are they making these days? The fuck is wrong with Disney? They're like ruining...
I don't even think that's a Disney movie, bro. I think that's just a movie.
But like, yeah, like Disney's fucked. They're like... What was that one thing that they were like trying to get rid of? Just the
Disney's my favorite thing they've done recently, and this is something we could talk about in general, is because I've sent the boys probably like 15 memes about like every company on Instagram changing their logo to have a rainbow on it for Pride Month, except for the ones in the Middle East and YouTube gaming.
YouTube gaming.
I've seen it's like BMW rainbow, BMW Middle East. It's just normal.
Yeah, it shows that they're faking the pride, but it's more. Disney, like, said they were, like, pro, you know, gay characters and they, you know, had some moments in the later Star Wars and everything. And then, like, they said they were pro, you know, racial diversity. But then in that Chinese version of the new Star Wars movie, the first one, the new trilogy.
Oh yeah, they cut out black Finn. Guy.
He's not there.
Oh really?
Yeah, it's just a bunch of lasers where his head's supposed to be. Yeah, China's whack.
What's been going on with China? I mean, we'll just skip over the Disney part before we get cancelled, but yeah, what's going on with China?
They're not doing much right now. I think they're probably just waiting for this whole Ukraine thing to finish up.
And then pick up the scraps.
Or Russia. What the fuck's going on with Russia? Like, apparently they've cut off fuel supplies to like three other nations again.
Oh, yeah, Europe.
Did you hear about John Deere? Do you know what John Deere is? Tractors. So basically, Russia stopped basically stole all of Ukraine's John Deere tractors. So John Deere's just activated a kill switch and it's turned off all tractors that were stolen from the Ukraine.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's like what you can do with an iPhone. If iPhone gets stolen, they just turn it off. It becomes a brick.
Yeah, that's what they did with a fucking heaps of tractors. It's like, that's pretty sick though.
But that's like scary that they've got that big control. Yeah.
People in Ukraine are fighting tanks with like those beam scooters. They're like putting grenades in them by drive by on a beam scooter.
You just see him like it fucking explodes behind me, just bunny hops out the way.
My favorite thing is
kickflip.
Well, you know, some Ukraine shot down a multi-million-dollar like drone with like a $2 like $200 like RPG.
Yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous. It's like
we're an anti-Russian, anti-China podcast. Anti-every country except Australia. Australian superiority.
The more I get older, the more I resent America and Americans. I just think they're fucking stupid.
They are, but they're a big country and everything gets televised. It's crazy.
Yeah.
We're a bit different. They are dumb, though.
They're just naturally...
Let's just drag every country that's not Australia.
I mean, Europe's not too bad. They've got a lot of problems.
I just complain about Europeans. Fucking IKEA.
It's just the people. I like IKEA. They got good hot dogs.
Bro.
As you know, Costco hot dogs are better. Fuck you, IKEA.
Exactly. We're pro-American
IKEA
now.
Breakfast? Oof.
Do they still do breakfast? I mean, I went the other day, but I didn't go to the food court. Do they still do like the meatballs and shit?
Yeah, let's just go out for brunch, boys.
Just take everything. We'll just take everything and go out for brunch.
Yeah.
Like, go to Costco, let's get a fucking fat
pizza. Portable mics and just go out one day, just hit up fucking somewhere in brunch and do a live podcast.
Maybe every Sunday we'll go to lunch after the podcast.
And no Soundgate either. No Soundgate either.
Everyone in the restaurant. Can I please have a large latte? Like, this is riveting content. Do you reckon he's like, oh, what do you reckon that guy's going to order?
Peanut butter and crack sandwich.
Sounds good to me, bro. I don't know.
I'd have fucking pulled pork toast before I rocked up here.
Shout out to First Things First.
First Things First.
That's a sponsor. They're local. We should go to them.
They're fucking
good. Their coffee
good.
Is immaculate.
Every time I go there on a weekday, it's fucking down Port Road. Like,
maybe we can get someone to like sponsor the podcast and like feed us every day. Like, even if you just give us food. We don't even
just
want
coffee
money.
Would
just
be good.
Food, yeah.
Coffee and those pulled pork toasties. Fuck me. They're so good. Oh my God.
Harrison's hungry.
Yeah, I am actually hungry now.
Didn't you just eat, you said?
Yeah. Have you seen the size of me, cunt?
Yeah, I'm bulking, bro. I gotta eat every 2 hours.
Nah, I put on 5 kilos. I need to lose it.
I
look at myself
and
look fat.
I can't be fucked looking at the scales anymore because I just get too in my head. I'm just like, you know what? If I feel good and I look good, I'm happy with that.
I put on that relationship weight and I don't like it.
I think
Harrison's too happy.
I think that's a very common thing. I'm like, no, that's stupid.
It is.
And
it's
then like, I looked at myself like last September, like, bro, I'm fat.
I put on 5 kilos, and then I lost a bunch, but now I'm kind of like in the middle. So,
we'll you see. Get a relationship, you lose fucking like
after, well, the first
kilos.
The first year I didn't, but after that I did.
Yeah,
because I looked at myself.
Hey, you and your partner been together
like nearly 5 years.
That's it, bro. It's coming up. Where's the ring?
Oh, I'm getting there.
She's,
I need some money,
she's
some
asking.
Money.
She's
asking. Nah, we have a deal. It's like I think it's the next 2 years. I'm gonna propose.
Timeout podcast live at
show. Fuck, she would hate that so much. Hey, babe, come on the podcast.
Propose. In front of the boys.
In front of the boys. For the clout. Fuck. Do I like, get her a ring that just has a little timeout insignia?
Timeout with the
that.
Boys.
Yeah.
It's like hidden underneath. Like, just like you got to get a microscope and like look at the like whatever gem you get in there. It's just a timeout.
It's just timeout. It's rubies and sapphires. It's timeout.
No, I think I made a deal that I will get married once there's a house. That was my deal.
I wouldn't marry someone if I hadn't lived with them for a while first. Because otherwise you just don't know what it's going to be like.
Hmm.
Shit's different.
See, my girlfriend's very old-fashioned. She's like, let's get married and then move into a house.
And then have
like,
kids.
Sure.
Then you get kids
before wedding is like a big no.
So you got to buy a house, get the wedding, then you can bust the nut in her.
Oh, I wouldn't put it like that. Fuck it, all right.
Maybe Jake just busts nuts wherever he wants it anyway and just rolls the dice.
Always on the thighs.
Maybe we'll bring back the
stomach.
Casting couch.
It's just me and the boys. No one's getting pregnant today, but they'll be nuts.
Or on the back, depending on what position you're in.
I feel like we need to cut off Harrison's mic.
All right, let's call it. Yeah. If you gave us a 10-star review, I'm going to marry you instead.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Put us on your Instagram stories, please.
Yeah, can you share this podcast? Please share it.
Get the word out.
If you do, we will...
Reshare.
I mean, potentially send you... Because, like, when we have to bulk order merch, we've got to have a lot of merch.
Yeah, so we should do, like, a giveaway when we get a t-shirt. Yeah.
All right, so we'll make this the first official giveaway. If you've listened this far... I'm sorry if you've listened this far, but if you've listened this far, you know, give us a little screenshot and show us you're listening. Tag Time Out with the Boys or tag Jakey Vass and I'll make sure we tag Time Out with the Boys. And then, we'll probably...
Might get your shirt.
Yeah, we'll try and send you some free shit. All right.
Go.
Yeah, Harrison, anything to say?
No. I'm quite tired. I need another coffee.
Let's fucking go. I've had brunch, boys.
I've had enough caffeine.
Brunch? Everyone down for brunch?
Brunch.
All right, fuck it. Let's go.
We'll get some content. We'll go somewhere. We'll get some content for the next podcast.
Go.
All right. Easy. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.
See ya.